Hello, it's the 25th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A blueprint that places focus on historic tensions between police and black neighbourhoods, not just in Bedford, but nationally, will soon be introduced. Gary Forsyth, the Bedfordshire Police Chief, and the National Policing Lead on Race, Religion and Belief has outlined a draft race action plan that will also incorporate public opinion. The plan addresses the issues such as the disproportionate use of force and stop and search, and also police recruitment and retention among black groups. Its goal is to provide officers with whatever is required to boost their confidence and trust within the black community. Mr. Forsyth stated, "I would encourage our black communities in Bedfordshire in particular to help us." The final document will be made available later this year. An ATM at the Marston Moorstain Co-op was taken 2 days ago by thieves as a result of a ram raid with a red Ford Transit van. The van had been stolen and was abandoned at the scene after the incident. In honour of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, Steph Goldsmith crocheted two postbox headers. One was a Jubilee crown design. The crown was placed on the High Street mailbox in front of Ryman's, the other on top of the gold mailbox on St Paul's Square. This was on Sunday morning. By Sunday evening, the High Street Jubilee crown had been stolen. The displays were used to raise money for her two favourite charities, Ronald McDonald House and FACES, Family and Children Early Help Services. It had taken Miss Goldsmith 6 weeks to complete, but she might be willing to give it another go before Jubilee celebrations officially begin. The North Beds Camera, the Campaign for Real Ale, have announced winners in three categories for Pub of the Year. The 2022 overall winner was The Fox at Carlton. Town Pub of the Year was the Devonshire Arms. And finally, the Gordon Arms won Community Pub of the Year for their many neighbourhood contributions. That's it from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.